Do you want to know what the number one goal is for most women in motorsports? More seat time. Today, we are going to talk about how you can take several steps to get out and ride more. Let's go. Hey, hi, and hello. I am Angelisa, your host for Brat Babes Throttle Talk. Ooh, what a whirlwind. My mic wasn't working, my headphones weren't working, and it just looked like I had to reboot my computer. My computer, I feel like, is on its last leg. But now that we got some technical difficulties out of the way, I think we're good. I think we're rolling. We're rolling the tape. We're rolling the audio. I am excited to chat about how you can take steps to get out to ride more. Now, this is one of my goals this year, is to get out and ride more and have more seat time. I do have an enduro park here at my place, so I do get a lot of seat time, but my goal is actually to ride the trails more. That's something that I've been navigating myself when it comes to, you know, motherhood, balancing my life and sports, work, and just, yeah, gaining seat time overall. So if you're anything like me, then perhaps seat time is limited, or you're sitting there and you're asking yourself, how can I get out to ride more? How am I able to get more seat time? Well, if you're asking that question, then you, babe, are in the right spot. To gain more seat time and to get out to ride more, you need to do the following. So take note, either grab a pen and paper or grab your notes app on your phone, however you're listening to this podcast, or if you're driving, just come back to it when you get a chance. So number one would be schedule regular riding time. Block out specific times in your calendar dedicated to riding. Now you need to treat these times as important as appointments that you cannot miss. I talk a lot about this on the podcast. So if you're an OG listener, we talk a little bit about content creation and how it's so important to block out times in your Google Calendar or whatever calendar that you use. And you really do need to take the time to schedule these rides. Now, I know, again, weather, it all depends on the rain, snow, whatever it is that, you know, the weather's throwing at you. But try to book in once a week if you can, or once every 2 weeks, just book in a day, rain or shine, just get out and ride, okay? And again, you got to take these appointments seriously. You got to take these rides seriously. If you want to make it happen, you just got to go. It could be miserable out. It could be a lot of fun, though. Just take the time to schedule. Something that when I first started dirt biking, my friend and I, Shannon, I do talk about her quite often over here on the podcast and also on my YouTube channel. You'll see Shannon pop up quite often. I ride with her a lot. And so we started dirt biking together back in 2016. We knew nothing about the sport. We knew absolutely zero when we would get onto our dirt bikes. Like, we were wearing, I don't know, like I was wearing my Steve Madden combat boots. You know, flannel, helmet, obviously, but I did not have the gear at all. So we would just, I'm kind of going off a tangent here, but what we would do is we would book an evening every week to go ride. Didn't matter if it was raining, didn't matter what the weather was throwing at us that day, we just went. And I think our days were Wednesday evenings, and we made that day for us. So something about Shannon and I, we have kids together, so we were navigating motherhood when, you know, our little ones were very mini little wee ones, and so it gave us a chance to, like, get out of the house, try something new, and just have fun doing it. And so, yeah, Wednesday evenings were our non-negotiables, and we were depending on each other to get out and ride, and we held each other accountable. which goes into my next point. Point number two is join riding groups or clubs. So riding with others can motivate you to ride more often and explore new trails. So look for local riding groups or clubs. Usually clubs in your area do organize social rides for women, or they could be co-ed social rides. Oftentimes it's hard to motivate ourselves to get out and ride. Again, especially with the weather, right? Or just depending on how we're feeling. Let's say it's a weekday and it's an evening. Well, the last thing you want to do is gear up to go for a ride. But if we can book those days in with a friend that can hold us accountable, we will be way more motivated to get out and ride, because we don't want to let our friends down, right? So those are two great ways: either grab a riding buddy or a few, or attend some local rides, figure out what those days are, book them in your calendar, and make those your non-negotiable days to get out and ride. And don't forget, May 4th is International Female Ride Day. This is a great opportunity for you to either join a club, like a social ride, if they're hosting one, or you take the initiative and host or organize your own women's social ride. Number three is plan weekend getaways. I am a lover of weekend girl trips, especially when it comes to dirt bikes and snowmobiles. So schedule weekend trips to ride in different areas, different locations. This can make riding more exciting and give you a change of scenery. And you can also do this by planning dirt bike camping trips, which is super easy and affordable. Number four is set realistic goals. Set achievable goals for your riding, whether it's improving a specific skill or riding a certain trail. Working towards these goals can motivate you to ride more often. For an example, there is a trail that is about 10 minutes from my house, and it is quite a spicy trail. Now, there is this like rock wall climb slab thing. I don't know what you want to call it. But anyways, my goal was to hit it. And my goal at the end of the season last year was to get up and over on this rock climb thing. And anyway, so I dedicated myself to hitting that trail as much as possible. Now I only did put in like 5 trail rides last season, which is like less than I ever have been riding. But most of those days were spent on this trail 10 minutes away. And did I make it up and over that rock climb? No, I didn't. In fact, I broke my clutch finger the last time I attempted that rock climb. But that was a goal, just to get the courage to hit it. And again, it motivated me to get out and ride and to hit that trail. Now, is that a goal for this year? I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little intimidated. I'm a little scared, because that really did hurt, and it took a very long time for my finger to heal. I can actually bend it now. But it's still sore, and it just really scared me, and I don't want that to happen again. Like, I can't really even straighten it that much. Anyways, we're not analyzing my fingers here. But yeah, okay, my goal is to get up and over, and I want to do it in a very smooth and controlled manner. The last few times that I hit it, I went in it with like so much speed. I went in it hot. I've seen everyone that hit this rock climb going like mock speed, and my goal is to hit it smoothly and in control to get it up and over. Okay, I don't know if that's gonna be this year. I would love it if it was, but I'm just gonna put it out there in the universe and see what happens. Okay, so number five is staying organized. You want to keep your gear organized and ready to go so that you can easily grab it and head out for a ride without wasting time searching for your gear. I don't know about you, but I do not like it when my boots are on one end of the house and then my gloves are, you know, over here, my helmet's over in the shop, right? That does happen because, again, I have my Enduro Park here at home and I have two entrances. My house is a round house, so I have one door in the front and the back. Most houses are like that. But anyway, so I have, you know, my boots probably at the back and my elbow pads at the front. So everything's all over the place. And so I feel way more organized if I keep everything in my suitcase or in my gear bag. So if you're anything like me and you like to stay as organized as possible, just make sure you keep all of your gear in one gear bag. Make sure you wash everything so they're good to go for the next time. Look over your gear. Make sure that nothing's broken or, again, missing. And this could be for your dirt bikes as well. I actually don't have this pointed out, or I actually don't have this in my notes here, but going over your dirt bike, making sure everything's healthy, making sure everything's connected, making sure no bolts are loose, nothing is wonky on your dirt bike. That will always make you more motivated and more confident if you have a good working dirt bike. Yeah, something that I'm currently going through that's like a huge mental game for me actually is my dirt bike. Like, my dirt bike is in very rough shape. And even though I broke my shifter, I broke my back fender the first week coming back to my dirt bike season, I actually blew one of my forks at the end of last year. That still needs to be repaired. I smashed my pipe a couple rides ago. And the pipe is out of the manifold, and so it's like bent, and so air is getting in there and it just doesn't sound good. And so because of that, my bike isn't feeling good, doesn't sound good, and so therefore I'm not feeling confident or solid on that bike. So if we can stay organized, stay on top of everything, clean everything, and make sure our bikes and our gear are in great shape, then it just makes for a better ride and we're more motivated to ride. Number six is practice time management. Efficiently manage your time by prioritizing riding and cutting out activities that don't align with you or your goal and riding more. So I just had this conversation actually with my one-on-one client who is doing a 12-week mentorship program with me. And we had the discussion on how we plan and prioritize our sports and activities to make sure it aligns with us. We cut out what doesn't serve us anymore, whether that's like maybe no more drinking, staying out late with friends. It can be a harsh reality sometimes, but cutting out what doesn't align with you to make room for your sports and your hobbies and your passions is a huge game changer. Again, especially if you are limited with riding time. Number seven is utilize weekday evenings. So take advantage of weekday evenings to go for shorter rides. Now that the days are becoming longer, there's the sun staying out longer, it's more motivating to go for a short evening ride after work. So this will help you gain that seat time. And if you're not able to ride after work, something that I find helps tons, not only in my riding, but just like getting on my bike, is doing static balance drills. I know. I love my static balance drills. I'm currently doing a 30-day challenge of the static balance dirt bike challenge. And we're on day 10 today. So this is my third round of 30 days. And honestly, like, doing static balance, just standing on my bike, getting familiar with it, getting familiar with my balance point, it helps me so much with my riding, and also it reactivates those muscle memories. Hi, that was Billy, and she was asking for a treat, for a snack. I always prepare lunches for her because I do a lot of recordings. I do lots of video calls with my clients, so yeah, lunches are for her on the table, but she does ask for a treat, which I do appreciate. Okay, let's get back into it. So if you don't have time to go for a ride, just getting onto your dirt bike to do a static balance challenge will help you with more seat time. I know that sounds strange because you're not actually driving the bike, but when you're reactivating your muscles, you're getting your balance point, it is going to help so much when you are in the trails or on the track. You can also dedicate like 15 to 20 minutes of practicing after work. So it's not like a big time. Heck, you can even do it for 5 minutes. Like, you don't need to spend that much time doing it if you're super tired, but it just helps with getting more seat time. Number eight, so we're moving on to number eight, is stay motivated. Find sources of motivation, such as following other women riders on social media or listening to Brat Babes Throttle Talk podcast to keep your passion of riding alive. Now, I find that when I listen to other women that are similar to me, that are that have goals that are similar to mine, just even listening to their stories, it motivates me so much. It does really spark that flame inside of me, and I then have that drive to get after it. If I didn't have these women who, you know, inspire me to continue practicing and honing in on my skills, then I would not be here today. I honestly probably would not be here doing my podcast today, because doing this podcast is pure passion. And I absolutely love sharing my stories, my experiences, and I also love listening to your stories as well, and how you stay motivated, how you are disciplined, because I feed off of that. I want to know everyone's tips and tricks, and I want to be inspired to take that action. So, staying motivated, however that looks for you, whether it's, looking up other women on social media, whether it's, through imagery, maybe on Pinterest, or watching dirt bike videos, or YouTube, or listening to this podcast, or any other podcast out there. I think that helps a ton. So, by implementing these steps, I believe that you can increase your seat time and enjoy more time on your dirt bikes. So let's get you out there and crush your dirt bike goals. Before I let you go, I wanted to mention a couple of things. When it comes to promoting myself, I really suck at it. And it's something that I mentor my women that are in my space that do the one-on-one containers, the programs. And so today I'm taking my own advice and just inserting a little plug here. If you have been enjoying the podcast and you've been getting a lot of value from it, and you love the conversations that are had and the women that come up into this space, into this community, I would absolutely love it if you could share this podcast with your friends or your family, anyone that you feel would benefit from it or enjoy it, because we talk all things, you know, from mindset to promoting yourself to meeting other women, like-minded women, sharing tips and tricks, all of the things when it comes to motorsports. So the more this podcast gets out there, the better it is that it gets into other women riders' ears and eyeballs if you're on YouTube. Secondly, if you would like to support the show in any way, shape, or form, I do have a couple of affiliate links in the show notes where I make small commissions off of products, such as like NYX underwear, which is a game changer for me. I highly recommend NYX, especially if you need some support, if you have any leakage, or, you know, when we're on our menstrual periods, that sort of thing. So NYX underwear is something that I wear all the time, and I will have that in the show notes below. And also my Amazon storefront. I have a bunch of gadgets over there, my camera equipment over there that I use. I also have my hydration packs, reservoirs, the brushes that I use to clean my hydro packs, just any like little stuff like that I have on my Amazon store. Again, I make small commissions off of that. I also have a journal that I designed. It reads Inhale the Two-Stroke, Exhale the Bullshit. And it's just a notebook where you can either use it to jot down your notes, journal, that sort of thing. I have one for my journal and then I have another one for work. And I absolutely love it. I love the feel of it too. And it inspires me because it's like, yes, I'm going to inhale the two-stroke. Exhale the bullshit. You can order that through the link down in the show notes as well. No pressure to that at all, but I wanted to let you know. And I appreciate all of you listening in or tuning in over here on YouTube. I appreciate it so much. We have some exciting guests coming on to the show the next couple weeks. I am so excited. I think you will be too. I know you'll enjoy the conversations. And if there are any topics you would like to hear more on, shoot me a message. You can do that over on Instagram at Angelisa Edwards or send me a note on my website, and that's angelisaedwards.com. So thank you so much for being here with me today. And thank you for listening. I really do appreciate it. Until next time, keep killing it safely, and I'll catch you guys next week. Okay, bye.